Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
The RNC and the MRP have both made a request to simply delay that certification.
I think the fraud in the election goes much farther than just the president.
The conduct of the president's legal team has been a national embarrassment.
We have got to eliminate and end the Electoral College.
The Constitution is not suspended during a crisis.
Hey, welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show. So happy that you are with us. Listen, coming up here about 8:35, we're going to talk to a newly elected Congressman Burgess Owens from out in Utah. Find out if he wants to, if he's looking forward to being out there with Mitt Romney. I bet he's got a thing or two to say about that, although I could be wrong. Looking forward to getting him on here at the bottom of the hour, and glad that he's got time for us today, that's for sure. We'll get to that, Tom Ackerman in sports, but right now.
I am hard, but I am fair.
Good morning, motivator.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Take the hill. We got a long week.
Jesse Jane Duff joining us this morning, of course, co-chair of Veterans for Trump. Jesse Jane, how are you?
Hey, good morning, motivators. Did you release me out of the cage?
if you need it, you go. How you doing?
Here we are. I mean, what a week. I'm excited this week. I think we're going to get a lot of answers this week on what the legal status is for the campaign. And, boy, could this roller coaster be any wilder?
No, I don't think that it could. And, you know, I wanted to ask you about that because yesterday the campaign released something about Sidney Powell not being part of their team. And the mainstream media has jumped on it as taking that to mean that whatever she's alleged must not be true, or the campaign wouldn't distance itself from her. She's still claiming something biblical is going to happen this week.
You know what? I will have to make sure that the listeners are aware. I am not on the legal team, and at this point, I would not know the details. But here's what I would also say. Don't let the media run this narrative. I mean, because at the end of the day, we do know that they have distorted everything. And then this attitude that we should just all acquiesce and concede after close to 4 years of undermining this president is not going to happen. That's what I would simply say to everybody. The president met with Sidney Powell. So whatever has come out was in agreement with the president. The president is not blind to anything that's going on out there. He understands that there is a public opinion that's saying that there's crazy allegations. But at the end of the day, we know that Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani and Jenna Ellis are not going to put their reputations on the line to make up false allegations. One of the things that I've noticed with many of these reporters is that they are misstating how things got to go to court. And I loved how Jenna Ellis said it in the press conference last week. She said, it's quite obvious many of you have never been courtroom reporters because when you go to get a case up to go forward, you do not bring evidence. Evidentiary hearings are once you're allowed to go forward. So the evidence in itself does not go when you're requesting the hearings, when you're trying to move things forward. And just because the Pennsylvania Supreme Court didn't want to hear something doesn't mean it will not get appealed and go forward again. We all know that Al Gore did not concede till guess what date? December 13th, after multiple lawsuits happened. And if they don't want signature verification, I would dare to say, how is it that Barack Obama was able to destroy, mutilate a beloved man in Illinois, or maybe it was a woman, his opponent, he destroyed them by doing massive vote signature verification. This is like one of those freaky facts that people have forgotten when he got into the Illinois government. So let's just take a step back. The Democrats have challenged signatures themselves. The Democrats have proven to me that they have given me every reason to never trust one single one of them the rest of my life. And why is that? Because of the Rush collusion, that they backed a Steele dossier, they knew all this stuff was false, and never came forward once and said, wow, we were wrong, because their entire agenda was to destroy the president. So I would just hold my cards close right now and say to anybody, whatever went on with the president and Sidney Powell could very well be that they need her to work separately because of the confines of working with the campaign. That's a possibility. And I would not lose faith, because there's no way in heck that any of these people is making anything up.
Yeah.
We have piles and piles of affidavits, and I'm excited to see what's going to come forward this week.
And it didn't seem like a nasty breakup. They issued a statement and she said she agreed with it. So I think people need to pay attention to what's going on here. I have to tell you, Jesse Jane, because we all deserve a good laugh every once in a while. I found this report on ABC News this morning asking the question of why millions of people don't trust these election results.
Listen. The notion that the election is rigged, how is it that that idea took up so much oxygen in our media ecosystem?
There are millions of unsolicited ballots being sent all over, and it's no good.
Can you believe they even played music behind it? Here they are.
Wow.
Claiming they don't understand how so many people can think the election results weren't valid. And you just pointed it out. They spent the last 4 years telling you Russia was the only reason Donald Trump got elected to begin with.
We have multiple Democrats on record saying that President Trump was an illegitimate president,
right,
that he had essentially manipulated the 2016 election. I'm stunned. Do they have amnesia? Do they have massive memory loss? This is why people have a very difficult time not only distrusting politicians in general, but the Democrat Party themselves should be ashamed of this narrative. We know for a fact. For a fact, all of the evidence was disclosed. DNI records were unclassified by Richard Grenell that demonstrated they had nothing, they knew nothing. And yet Adam Schiff and Brennan would go on national television and say, I've seen the evidence, I've seen the evidence. And they're on the intelligence committees. And people would think to themselves, wow, they must be telling the truth. And they could actually lie to the American people as long as they were in Congress. They couldn't be held accountable on any level. Isn't that something? You can't hold a congressman liable for lying on the congressional floor.
It's
astonishing to me that they have had such memory lapse, and they keep repeating this narrative to the poor Democrats that are in my life, who I can't stand now because of the consequences of this, that they're believing this hook, line, and sinker. And when they come over for Thanksgiving dinner, people, you'll have to pull out your talking points and say, if you really want to argue, here's my talking points, now let's have dinner. Because it's a fraud, it's a scam, and we all know it. But I would recommend, don't argue at Thanksgiving, because you won't even get through the first course.
No, just wait till afterwards. Eat the food, then carry it into a different room. That's what we always used to do. So you just take it to a different room.
And then the state in California where I'm at right now is going to say, we told you not to have more than three people.
Thank you. They're going to come in and confiscate your turkey. Jesse Jane, have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, gobble, gobble, everybody. Take the hill. We got a very short week.
We're looking forward to it. All right. Thank you very much. Jesse Jane Duff there, at Jesse Jane Duff on Twitter. You can follow her there. It is well worth it. Trust me. 314-241-1110. 9797.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We forget this is America. I mean, I go back to when the first lockdown happened, the Attorney General of the United States sent out a memo to all U.S. attorneys. This is back in April of this year. Sent out a memo to all U.S. attorneys. A lot of important things he discussed in there. But near the end of the memo, he had a great line. He said, the Constitution is not suspended during a crisis. And amen to that. And we need to remember that. In fact, I would argue the Constitution is most important when you're dealing with something unique, something big like this.
Yeah, so there you go. That was Jim Jordan, if you didn't recognize the voice, the Ohio congressman talking about these COVID lockdowns as we struggle with this same issue here in St. Louis County and Southern Illinois, for that matter. Tricia went to a restaurant over the weekend, and somebody had called the law enforcement on them. And ultimately, after going into the restaurant and coming back out, the member of law enforcement, I don't want to misquote him here, said basically, I don't have time for this crap. Mm-hmm.
I have better things to do with my time is what was overheard.
Thank you. I paraphrased. But you get
the
point.
As did I. I mean, my girlfriend heard it, so.
You get the point. Yeah. It's not a law enforcement issue. You know, live your life. Take your precautions. Wash your hands. Socially distance. Wear a mask. It's not going to kill you. Just wear a mask. But go eat. Go live your life. Go do your thing. We went to the movie theater Friday night. I'm not apologizing for that. Movie theater was open. I don't know how they're keeping the lights on. I saw two teenage boys in there and my family. And we had the theater all to ourselves. There was nobody else in there. I mean, it was like having a home theater. It was fantastic. Anyway, that's what we did on Friday night. You know what your risk is better than Sam Page does. Better than J.B. Pritzker does. Let me get to the phones here. Earlier, I'll just tell you, I was having a conversation about Fox News is doing a story today on Joe Biden's gun policies, talking about taxing you $200 and forcing you to register certain firearms. That's $200 per firearm. Now, it would have to get through the Senate, clearly, but he's got a lot of sway with the ATF and some of these other agencies as well. So back to Jim Jordan's point, the Constitution does not just get suspended because Joe Biden wants to. if he ends up getting an office here. Let me get to Bob first. Bob, good morning to you. Thanks for holding on.
Good morning, Mark. Ah, thanks. You have a great show. Listen to it all the time.
Thank you, sir.
My question is, this $200 tax, does that include policemen that own guns, sheriffs that own guns, deputy sheriffs, ATF, and these AR-15s that these police departments have? Is the government going to seize those from law enforcement? I mean, they're becoming a social. We're going to become a socialist country if this really does happen.
Well, yeah. Supposedly, the point is it's going to cut down on the number of illegal guns because your legal gun might get stolen out of your safe in your basement and end up in the wrong hands.
No, they're going to create a black market for illegal weapons.
Thank you.
They're going to do.
Yeah, yeah.
And the bad guys are going to buy them. Whether you register it or not, the bad guys don't care about registering guns. They just care about stealing and robbing and killing one another.
Well, let's just hope that that doesn't happen, right?
Exactly.
Let's hope we hold the Senate and they don't have that chance.
Right. Is this tax going to include law enforcement, though?
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's a good question.
Maybe $200 a gun?
You're talking about for their personal.
Look at the city of St. Louis.
Yeah.
Look at the city of St. Louis. Got 1,000 policemen. They got $200,000 to throw away.
Yeah. I doubt it. Yeah, it's a good point, Bob. it's a question that we'll have to see when they unveil it and how far it'll get. I just don't know. Trent, good morning to you.
Morning, Mark. How are you this morning?
I'm good, sir. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I guess my question about the Second Amendment and the tax code kind of boils down to, when did the tax code become a penal system, for everyday Americans?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, look at Obamacare, right? Was it a tax or was it a penalty that if you didn't have health care, you had to pay a fine? They called it a fine. Remember, that's how they got around the whole question in the Supreme Court.
Yeah, I mean, it baffles me to this day as to how they even get some of these things passed under taxes whenever it's a fine on the American people, like you said.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. And hopefully, again, common sense. I hope this is being discussed in Georgia, because even winning one of those two races down there would technically prevent something like this, you hope.
That's true.
It's scary that we're down to potentially one vote in the Senate if Joe Biden becomes president. Trent, I appreciate the call.
Yeah, thanks.
Yep, thank you. Hey, Steve, got about a minute and a half. What's on your mind, my friend?
Hey, buddy. Hey, I'm sorry to hear about the flood or the boat wreck, and unfortunately mine went up in flames. So.
Yeah, it's a shame. It really is.
I just want to point out the Democrats keep talking about Republicans being Nazis and this and that and fascists and blah, blah, blah. It was the Nazis who confiscated guns, and the way that they did it is exactly what Biden is trying to do right now, or his plan. They did the buyback and then the confiscation and this and that and everything, and then look what happened in Nazi Germany.
Yeah.
Trail of Tears, the same thing happened with the Native Americans. They told them, turn in your guns, everything will be fine. They turned in their guns and they slaughtered the Indians. And that happened on American soil.
I know. It's true.
So
Steve, thanks for pointing it out.
People need to wake up.
All
right, buddy. Have a good day.
Yep. Thank you for holding on. I appreciate that. Yeah, that's it's there in history. You don't have to look very far to remember it if that's even still being taught in our schools these days. I don't know. I worry about that all the time. Hey, coming up and just right at the bottom of the hour here, Burgess Owens. Now we refer to him as Congressman-elect Burgess Owens, from out in Utah, is down there getting his freshman orientation in D.C. right now. We're going to get him on the phone when we come back.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, there's a lot on the line when they vote for that Georgia special election in early January. The U.S. Senate is on the line. We know that, right? And that's going to be a big deal. But what we've witnessed in the House of Representatives in this election has been completely unexpected. Instead of losing more ground, we added about 10 seats. At my last count, one of them an upset out in Utah. And we have with us this morning Congressman-elect Burgess Owens, who just won the district out there in Utah and from a Democrat veteran. Mr. Owens, welcome in, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mark. Looking forward to talking with you. Just text with my friend Chris, our friend. So looking forward to chatting with you, sure.
Yeah, Chris Arps is a big fan and a good friend of yours. I know he's had you on quite a few times over the last couple of years. Fantastic. Well, first of all, congratulations. What was it like venturing into the swamp as a congressman-elect this week?
You know, it's interesting. I'm one of those guys, Mark, who said for years, literally, I would never, ever be a politician. and I think what we're seeing, because of our president, we've had a lot of people that see themselves as patriots, not politicians, but patriots, that decide, you know, maybe I can make a difference because we now know what American loving leadership looks like. And I'm excited about it. By the way, right now we're up to 13 flip seats.
Wow.
13 flip seats, which is remarkable. We still have another couple that's very, very close. But let me tell you the way I see this. First of all, I've always had confidence and faith in the American people. And even though we had all these naysayers saying how much we're going to lose, I felt very strongly that the American people were waking up. And what we have right now is the closest margin that the Democrats have had in terms of leadership role, a majority, since World War II, which means basically this. They have to, those who want to stay around, those moderates, quote moderates, if there are any in the Democratic Party, have to be very careful. They cannot continue to drift hard left if they want to stay around the next time around. So it gives them accountability, gives them an opportunity to work, again, cross the party line to make sure we're the people being represented. Because when you get the sense of the Democratic Party, when they get an overwhelming majority, they get very arrogant. And that's what you saw happen this last time around.
Yeah,
so look about it.
And I've wondered about that, Congressman, because the, you know, you see this groundswell of support for Republican candidates across the country. And yet we're supposed to believe that Joe Biden got 6 million more votes than Donald Trump.
Well, let's just use a little common sense. First of all, President Trump got 10 million more votes. He increased his engagement with blacks, Hispanics, gay, any minorities out there. You have, and even in places like New York and California, there was an increase in votes for him. And yet, we're supposed to believe that Biden had more votes this time around than Barack Obama his first time around. So, no, there's something that we have to take a look at, and I'm just thankful. This has been happening for a long, long time. I've spent about 23 years in Philadelphia. It was an open secret that those guys in the city of Philadelphia and Pittsburgh cheat. So it's good that American people can now finally have a chance to take a look at this. And if it is happening, let's correct it. We the people deserve to have our voices. And those who come out and spend the time and engage and educate themselves and come out and vote cannot have our votes negated by someone who wants to cheat us. So
yeah.
I'm glad we're having this conversation, Mark, and I think we'll come out of it much better in the process.
Well, Congressman, listen, I appreciate that, and I've appreciated hearing you on with Chris and Tony before on the Weekend Report as well. And here's my question for you. You know, I've talked to Chris about this for a long time as a black conservative, and he talks about how he's alienated so much for having those beliefs. And, you know, I just went on this morning just out of interest and typed in your name in a Google search. One of the first headlines that comes up from Yahoo News after your election, after your successful election to Congress, they referred to you as anti-Colin Kaepernick, former NFL player elected to U.S. Congress. I mean,
yeah.
It continues from the highest levels.
Well, and that's the thing, and that's why I have so much respect and praise for all those out there, all those patriots, no matter, you know, what our background is. We all sacrifice to stand for the right. Sometimes it's our family, sometimes it's friends, sometimes it's a job. I'm excited about the fact that 18% of black men voted for President Trump. And that says that we have a group of people that are finally getting it. We have the courage to stand up and fight for it. And in terms of the hard left, we should not expect anything like fairness. It's just not the way they roll. They don't do that. So I'm okay with that. I'm just thankful that we had this time around the Hispanic community, the black community. We doubled the black women. They're beginning also to wake up and see the ways of the left. And yeah. And at the end of the day, we're tired of misery being used as a political strategy. And we're gonna come out of that and move forward for sure.
Well, talking is not enough. I mean, we've learned that, right? We had Mitt Romney as our presidential candidate. We've had people who've act. You know, we're going to do the best thing for you. And had he gotten elected, I'm not convinced he would have done anything like what President Trump has done. That's what's changed it, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's been the problem, and that's been the frustration for many of us. I've seen this process growing up in a very, very solid, good Christian-based, entrepreneurial, successful, competitive community in the '60s, which is what the black community was in the early '60s. And we've seen this promise from all these quote politicians, and then the first one that comes along and does it right. It's the lowest unemployment in the history of mankind for blacks, Hispanics, Asian women, veterans, teens, and you have a 400% increase of black business ownership in 2 years. And yet they have those same people that supposedly, quote, love about black people, want to make sure black people are doing okay. They sit on their hands. They're upset. They try to impeach the man as he's seeing success for Americans who've never experienced this kind of success we're experiencing. So we've seen the real deal. And that's why black Americans are leaving the plantation, and people like Chris and many others out there, and history will show that we were right. History show that we're on the right side of this country's projection forward, and we had the courage to stand up against the leftists that hate everything we stand for, Mark. And that's the key. We have people, we have good people in the Democratic Party, independents and Republicans. We have the same end game, but we also have people who hate our culture. They hate God. They hate the capitalism. They hate the family unit. And you see them in BLM.inc. You see them in Antifa, and you see it in the leadership of the Democratic Party. And we need to make sure we know who these people are and toss them out in their heads, because at the end of the day, America, we're fighting for the hearts of our nation, and it's a great fight. We need to win this one if we're going to continue to give our kids a great future.
Amen. Congressman Lake Burgess Owens, my guest. Do you know, I'm thrilled that we've flipped 13 seats in the House. I'm praying that we hold on to the United States Senate. If Joe Biden ends up being inaugurated as our president in January, we're going to face an onslaught of pro-abortion, anti-Second Amendment legislation. I mean, he's going to try to reverse every gain this president's had in the past 4 years.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely the fight, and that's why Georgia is so important. And I know that if a fair playing field, we got this. But we have to realize that these guys don't believe in playing fair playing field. So we have to get everything we can. I'm doing whatever I can. I don't mind being on the ground there in Georgia. These two seats are so key to us protecting the progress we've made over the last 4 years and giving our country again another two years we're going to end up getting the House back,
right,
to continue to fight this socialist and Marxist ideology that's been termites. They've been termites within our society for decades. We'll finally see what it looks like as a house is beginning to kind of crumble, but we're now understanding who they are and where they are. So we can get in there and eliminate these termites that's been really working on us for a while.
Have you done the math? How many other Super Bowl champs are serving in the House of Representatives right now?
It's a humbling experience. Let me just say this. I remember sitting in the locker room, Super Bowl 15, with the Raiders, getting ready to play the Eagles. And I remember looking around the locker room before going out of the game and saying, seeing these all-stars, guys I had so much respect for, played against. And I could not believe I'm sitting there with these guys in the silver and black, getting ready to go out and play. And I feel the same way about this team. This is a remarkable freshman team. We call ourselves the Force. The Freedom Force, and I really see this team being so unique in the terms of being articulating, being a diversity in terms of background and color, but the same where it makes a difference, and that is we love our country, we love America, and we're willing to stand up for it, and we're going to show that's the difference. We don't look at each other from outside in. we look at each other from inside out. And that inside out says we're going to fight for our nation as a group and make a big difference.
Well, that is outstanding. We're talking to Burgess Owens. He's the congressman-elect in Utah's 4th Congressional District. And, sir, it's been an honor. Thanks for your time today.
Let's do it again, Mark. Look forward to it, my friend.
Absolutely.
All the best.
Yep.
Okay.
Take care. All right.
All right, bye.
Yes,
bye.
Sir. Thank you. Burgess Owens, what a great guy, man. Talk about enthusiasm. You can see why he won that race. He's ready to go. Put me in the game, coach. 314-241-9797.
The great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
Tom Ackerman, thank you for that insight.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning. Yes, it is.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Tom Ackerman joining us here this morning. I just had on a man with a Super Bowl ring from the Super Bowl in 1981 when the Raiders beat the Eagles 27-10.
Wow.
Burgess Owens was a wide receiver. He was a defensive back for him, for the Jets.
Yeah.
For a while, and then he went to the Raiders.
We were just talking about 1981 a second ago, weren't we?
It's true.
Chris Myhill.
Yeah, that's true.
Started here in 81.
That's right.
Those are like my early, so I was born in 75, just so people know for frame of reference. So I'm 45 years old. My earliest memories of the NFL are like right around that time. I would say more like 82, more than that 81. My earliest memories are like Joe Montana.
I believe the
Dan
Bengals
Marino.
Beat. The 49ers beat the Bengals in 1982, I believe.
That's my first Super Bowl like memory is 82. And at that time, Cardinals won the World Series, which I remember vividly in 82. I'm 7 years old, and I grew up an NFL fan because of Joe Montana, Dan Marino, John Elway, you know, these great Walter Payton, these great, great players, Lawrence Taylor. You know, they always stood out to me as greats. And, I think NFL films helped the NFL grow. Like, they were just larger than life legends.
Sure.
And those are my fond memories of the league. The NFL, it's interesting. I'm starting to come back around on the NFL a little bit. And I think the reason is that I just like the feel of watching a football game during this time. It's just my time to be normal. And the NFL's just kind of got me. I'm not following it religiously,
no.
I set up last night, fire pit, had the projection screen, projector, Packers Colts. I didn't stay out there long enough to watch the Chiefs game. I listened to that on KMOX a little bit inside, but the Packers Colts game, sitting outside with a drink watching, I'm like, this is phenomenal. Like I can't wait for Thanksgiving morning to have that normalcy. And I know we're gonna have smaller groups, and it's just it's different this year. But to wake up in the morning and to be able to watch a football game feels really good. So I'm on board with the NFL again for now.
That's good. So Brian Feldman was in here doing news this morning, and he pointed out to me that he interviewed Jason Tatum when he was a high school senior. You know Jason at all?
We've met briefly. The first time I saw Jason, he was a sophomore at Chaminade.
Yeah.
And he absolutely destroyed my alma mater, Country Day, MICDS. I went to the game, and you could just see the special tools this kid had. He had everything. He could pass, shoot, rebound. Crazy good. Now he's a very, very wealthy man.
If you do know him and he owes you any money, now would be the time to call.
He's going
to
make almost $50 million a year.
Oh my God.
Up to $195 million on a four-year extension with the Celtics. By the middle of that deal, he might end up being the best player in the NBA.
This kid was in high school four years ago.
He went to Duke for a year and then went. He's a tremendous talent. The best player in the NBA is still LeBron James. But when LeBron takes a step back or calls it a career, it's going to be a debate who's the best. Tatum will be in that conversation, I think.
Wow.
I think he is that good. I think he has a chance to be very, very special.
That kind of money is just mind-numbing when you think about it.
It's amazing. And it's great for St. Louis. It is great because he's very pro-St. Louis.
Yeah.
He and Brad Beal, both of them Chaminade guys, and you can see them going back and forth on social media. Anytime a St. Louis subject comes up, they're on it. My dream would be that those two someday down the road join forces and bring an NBA team to St. Louis.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Wow.
That's my hope.
They'd have the cash for it, wouldn't they?
That's my hope.
At least one of them, that's for sure. Hey, listen, we'd normally see you again on Thursday, but happy Thanksgiving, right?
Happy Thanksgiving to you. Great to see you as always. Very thankful for all of you on this show for making me part of it. Gosh, I've been part of the show for a while now.
It's been
a couple
a while.
Years, yeah.
A couple years. I love it.
Here to tell Moore to throw some more money at you. Just telling you, wherever he is. All right. Tom, thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Always great to see you. Hey, Brian Kilmeade's coming up next. He'll have the latest national stuff for you. Then Annie Fry's back in here noon to 3. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 5 a.m.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.